Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Coble of the New Hope Apostolic Church. We are located here in the city of Bridgeport at 240 Fairfield Avenue on the second floor. We'd love to have you and family to visit with us at any time. You can call us at area code 203-260-8940, or you can call us at 203-870-5551. And also, we'd like to invite you to visit our gathering at the church for those that are struggling with alcohol or drugs. We just come together and we discuss and share about issues, about the issues that people are struggling with. So if you know someone that's struggling with drug abuse, alcohol, or maybe it may even be you, then we invite you or anyone to come on Thursdays at 7 o'clock until 8:30 at the New Hope Apostolic Church. So we'd love to have you. At this time, we're going to go into prayer. Most precious and gracious Father, thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercies. Thank you for another day, just waking us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength to just be able to walk and talk and see and hear. We thank you for all the things that we may take for granted, Lord Jesus. Thank you for just being a wonderful God, excellent God. And remember people everywhere sick and afflicted, people that are in some type of slavery somewhere, Lord Jesus, people that don't have food or water, people that are struggling in their bodies with sickness or whatever it may be, Lord, people that may be incarcerated, as you undertake for them, Lord. And just help everyone that's seeking and knocking and asking, and those that are hungry and thirsting after righteousness, or they might be filled. Just have your way that somebody be blessed today. In your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right. We're going to be dealing with a thought today, making contact. Making contact. And for our scripture, we're going to be start out with, it's going to be in the book of Mark, Mark 5, and we're going to start at 25. And it says, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. So, this woman was making contact with the doctors, spent all her money, now she's poor, and not only did she not get better, but she grew worse. Her condition just got worse. So the doctors couldn't help her. And it went on to say, and when she had heard of Jesus, she heard about a man named Jesus. I don't know all what she heard about him, but she heard enough to know that she could go to him and find some help. And so it says, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. Where Jesus went, people just thronged him. He drew crowds. And so it said she came in the press behind him. It was not an easy thing probably for her to get through the crowd because everyone wanted to see him. But she had an agenda. She was dying. And so she probably said within herself, if I could just touch his garment. Now remember, she was bleeding for 12 years. She was getting weaker and weaker, losing iron. And so maybe she used basically the last little bit of strength she had, because she had faith that something was going to happen. And so maybe it was her faith that gave her the strength to press. And it says, and touched his garment. And she touched the garment of Jesus. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Look at the faith that she had. She did not say if he would lay his hands on me, or if he would speak a word to me. But I believe that if I could just touch, if I can just make contact with his clothes, I shall be made whole. That was faith. And straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up. Instantly, as soon as she made contact, instantly, what all the doctors couldn't do, when she touched Jesus' clothes, instantly the blood stopped. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. She knew as soon as she made contact. Now, if you put your hand on an electrical wire, you're going to know it as soon as you make contact. And she knew that in her body, she felt that I've been healed of my plague. It says, and Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, he knew that somebody had made contact with him, because power, virtue had gone out of him. An anointing had gone out of him. Healing power had gone out of him. And he knew it. He says, and Jesus immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Now, they wore long robes in those days. So you could touch someone's robe and they not know it, because it was not tight fitting. So you could bump someone, touch someone's clothes, and they would never know that you did. But Jesus knew somebody had made contact with his clothes. And so he said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? Because they did not understand that someone had touched Jesus on purpose. It was not a bump, because many people thronged him, and he was probably being touched and bumped all the time. But this was different. This contact was different from other people's contact. And Jesus knew it. And they said, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, so people bumping you all the time, and sayest thou, Who touched me? But Jesus knew that virtue, power had gone out of him because someone had touched him by faith, or touched his clothes by faith. And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, for one thing, she was not supposed to be out among the crowd when she was bleeding. She was considered unclean. And so that probably put fear in her, and it gripped her heart when she probably did not expect Jesus to respond to what she had done. She maybe thought, I can just touch his clothes, get my healing, and go home. But when you contact Jesus, when you make contact with God, God responds. And he responded when he knew that she had made contact with him. He responded. So if Jesus is not responding to you, maybe you're not making contact. Now, she touched him by faith. The Bible said, without faith, it is impossible to please him. So we must have faith in what we do. If you're going to contact God, if you're going to reach God, if you're going to get God's attention, it must be by faith. Even Jesus' power and virtue responded to her faith, because it was not Jesus looking at her or even knowing that she was in the crowd, but her faith, her contact of faith, allowed her to receive what she was looking for. And so, but the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. She told him everything. Probably told him about the doctor she had been trying to get healed with and just couldn't get healed, and bleeding for 12 long years. And she just told him that, I touch you. I touch your garment. Because I felt if I could just touch your garment, I could be healed. If I could just make contact with your garment, I can be healed. We cannot touch Jesus' garment literally today, but we can still reach out and touch him. The Bible says he can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. So he can still be touched today by faith through your prayers and your faith in him, he can still be touched. And it went on to say, and she said unto him, or he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Look what he said to her. He said, daughter, he didn't rebuke her. The Bible even said if we ask for wisdom, that God will give it to us liberally and abrade if not. God's not going to abrade us or rebuke us for walking in faith. He wants us to walk by faith and not by sight. Because if you don't walk by faith, if you don't come to God by faith, if you do not approach him by faith, you cannot please him. And so he said, woman, thy faith has made thee whole. He didn't say, my faith has made you whole. He said, your faith has made you whole. It is not about Jesus' faith. He did everything by faith, that he did all things that the Father allowed him to do. So we have to walk by faith, believe God, trust God. It is your faith. When people would come to Jesus to be healed, he would say things like this: do you believe that I am able to do this? And he said to the woman whose daughter was vexed with the spirit, and she came to Jesus and wanted Jesus to heal her daughter. And then Jesus said, it is not meet to give the bread of the children to the dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, but even the dogs get the crumbs which fall from the master's table. That she could have just walked away. He referred to me as a dog. The Jews saw the Gentiles or the pagans as dogs. But she did not walk away. Her faith kept her there. And when Jesus saw her faith, he said to her, woman, great is thy faith. And her daughter was healed. It was her faith. He said, woman, great is thy faith. He didn't say my faith. He said, great is thy faith. It is all about your faith. You must make contact by faith. Even though you cannot physically touch Jesus right now, it's still by faith that we make contact with him. You must believe what you're praying for. In the book of James, it said, you have not because you ask not. And when you ask amiss. You ask for the wrong reason. Your motive is wrong. If we ask God for things for the wrong reason, well, our motive is wrong, God will not answer that prayer. He will not. You will not reach God or make contact with God, because some prayers He just doesn't even respond to. He knows you're praying, and He knows why you're praying, because He knows everything. But He said, your faith, even your faith will not make God do something that He's not willing to do or going to do. So, but we can have faith in God for all the things that He's willing to do. It says, if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. God hears all things. So it's not talking about He hears us. It's talking about He will respond to us. If we ask according to His will. Everything that you want is not according to His will. Paul prayed when the messenger of Satan was sent to buffet him. He prayed to God 3 times for God to remove the messenger of Satan. And God's response to the great apostle Paul, who had faith to heal, raise the dead. A young man fell out of the loft and was dead when Paul was preaching, and Paul went down and prayed for him, and God raised him up. So, we cannot say that Paul did not have faith. He had faith. But this is just something that God was not willing to do. He made contact with God. It wasn't that he wasn't making contact, because God answered him and said, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made known basically in your weakness. So Paul says, so when I'm weak, then I'm strong. So I'm just going to glory in my infirmities, my persecution, all that I go through. I'm just going to glory in it, that the power of God may rest upon me. So, you can make contact with God, and whatever you need or want, should I say, may not be the will of God. It was not God's will to heal Paul from that or deliver Paul from that. But you still must be in a place where you have the faith to contact God, because you don't know what God is willing to do. Now, we know He's not going to do evil, but it just may be some things that He is just not going to do. But He's a good Father, and He knows what's best for us. That was best for Paul at that time, so that Paul would not get lifted up, because Paul had great revelation. And Paul realized that it was given to him that he would not be exalted or lifted up. He knew, but he still didn't want the pain, what if he was going through. Moses, when he did not glorify God, when God told him to speak to the rock and he smote the rock, water still came out of the rock. But there were consequences. When it came time to go over to the promised land, Moses could not go. And it was not that he wasn't making contact with God, because God responded to him and told him, when he was asking God, could he go over to the promised land, but God had already told him, you can't go over because you did not sanctify me in the eyes of the people. You did not obey me. I said, speak to the rock. You was angry with the people and you smote the rock. So you cannot go over. And so as he prayed to God, God told him, speak no more to me concerning this matter. You're not going over. So he made contact with God, but God still did not respond in Moses' favor. And God allowed him to go up into the mountain and to see it, the promised land. But he did not go over. But we must make contact with God. There has to be a point of contact at which two things connect. The woman made contact with Jesus. Sometimes things, when you go to the doctor and they want to know, what have you come in contact with, because something has affected you or infected you. And so if you want to have the effects of God in your life or moving in your life, you need to make contact. Jesus said, men are to always pray and not faint. Prayer is your point of contact. When we pray by faith, if we're not praying like the hypocrites prayed to be heard of men, then God will hear your prayer. We need to, by faith, make contact with God and let him do whatever he's willing to do. But be consecrated and dedicated. Stay in contact with God. Don't break it. So may God bless you. Until next time, remember, make contact with God by faith. God bless you until next time, in Jesus' name.